Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling Tesla, a company that's got, well, I think everyone talking. Their stock price is sky high. But here's the thing. Their market share is actually shrinking.
Right.
So what's the deal?
Yeah, what's going on? Can this last?
Can this last? Is this the...
It's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And I think the answer could tell us a lot about the entire EV market, which is, as you know, changing faster than a self-driving car on autopilot.
Yeah.
We've got a stack of research and analysis here,
Give
and
us that.
The story it tells is, well,
right.
It's more complex than a Tesla wiring diagram.
So let's jump right in. First up, Tesla's market share.
Okay.
It's gone down from over 17% in 2020 to under 15% in 2023.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big drop.
It is. And you know, the reason, it's not that Tesla's doing anything wrong necessarily.
Yeah.
It's more that, well, everyone else is finally catching up.
Mm.
You know, those big traditional car companies?
Yeah.
Ford, GM, Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pumping out EVs now.
They are, yeah.
And we can't forget the Chinese companies like
right.
BYD and NIO, which are becoming major players, especially with their price tags.
So more options for buyers is great.
Oh, absolutely.
But for Tesla, that means they can't just cruise on their early lead anymore, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're in a real fight now.
They are.
And one of their weapons is price cuts.
Okay.
Which I have to say is surprising.
Yeah, that is surprising.
For a company that's built its image around luxury and exclusivity.
I mean, Tesla slashing prices.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the move we expected from the company that wants to launch a roadster to Mars.
Is it?
Is it?
Right.
So what's the strategy here?
Well, it's a risky move.
Okay.
Price cuts can definitely boost sales,
uh-huh.
but they also squeeze your profit margins.
Oh, I see.
It could mean that Tesla is feeling the heat,
you
know, that demand for their cars isn't as strong as it used to be.
Okay.
And as another wrinkle to consider.
Okay, what's that?
Those gigafactories they're building, Texas, Berlin, Shanghai.
Oh, they're huge.
They're huge. What happens if Tesla can't sell all those cars they're planning to pump out?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
If they overproduce, we could see a pileup of inventory, more price pressure, and ultimately lower earnings.
Yeah.
And that brings us to, I think, the biggest head-scratcher of all Tesla's stock price. Because despite all these challenges, their stock is still ridiculously expensive compared to other car companies.
It's true.
It's like investors are living in a different dimension.
Yeah. To understand this, we need to look at the price to earnings ratio or PE ratio. It basically tells you how much investors are willing to pay for each dollar of a company's earnings.
I see.
And Tesla's PE ratio is way higher than the industry average.
So investors are basically betting that Tesla's future growth will be massive.
Yeah.
Even though the present is looking a little bumpy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of faith in Tesla's ability to innovate and dominate the EV market in the long run.
But is that a gamble worth taking?
That's for each investor to decide.
That's a good question.
It is.
Speaking of risky bets, let's talk about the Cybertruck.
Okay.
This was supposed to be their big futuristic flagship.
Right.
But it's hit some serious delays.
The Cybertruck's rollout has been anything but smooth. Production challenges, supply chain issues, you name it.
You name it.
And these delays could really hurt Tesla's image, especially if customers start getting impatient and looking at what their competitors are offering.
And to add to the drama, there's the whole legal situation surrounding Elon Musk's compensation package.
Right.
Without getting into the weeds, this adds another layer of uncertainty for investors.
Absolutely. Anytime you have legal issues swirling around a company's CEO, it can shake investor confidence.
For sure.
And there's another potential roadblock. We can't ignore the regulatory hurdles around Tesla's full self-driving technology.
You know, FSD is a big part of Tesla's story, their vision of the future. But getting approval for this tech isn't easy.
No.
They're facing pushback from regulators in several countries.
Yeah.
Which could slow them down significantly.
It's definitely a challenge, but you know what? There's a silver lining for Tesla.
Okay.
And it's coming from an unexpected place, China.
Oh, yeah, China.
China.
Tesla's doing incredibly well there.
They are.
We're seeing a huge surge in EV insurance registrations.
Yeah.
Which tells you there's strong demand.
It does.
Yeah.
And not just that, Tesla recently cleared some major safety regulations required by the Chinese government.
Wow.
This is massive because China is the world's biggest EV market.
So China is like Tesla's secret weapon.
Yeah, you could say that.
Potentially offsetting some of their struggles in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
But this also makes you wonder,
yeah,
how are global car markets going to play out?
It's fascinating, isn't it? what works in one country might not work in another.
Uh-huh.
Different consumer tastes, yeah. different regulations, right. different levels of EV adoption.
Yeah.
Tesla's got to be adaptable. The chameleon of the car world.
All right, let's dig into that adaptability a little deeper.
Okay.
What exactly does Tesla need to do to navigate this complex landscape?
Well, let's see. Let's think about this. Well, let's see. Tesla's known for its vertical integration model.
Okay.
Meaning they control almost every part of their process from designing and building the cars to selling and servicing them.
Right.
That's given them a lot of control, but it could also become a bit of a straitjacket.
Okay, so how could vertical integration, as you call it, hold Tesla back? Can you break that down for me and for our listener, of course?
Sure. Imagine a sudden shift in what customers want.
Mm.
Let's say a surge in demand for smaller, more affordable EVs.
Mm.
A company like Tesla, with its focus on high-end performance vehicles and its own manufacturing plants, might be slower to react than a company that outsources some production or has a wider range of models ready to go.
I see. So it's like the difference between a massive cruise ship and a fleet of speedboats.
Yeah.
The cruise ship is great for a certain type of journey.
Right.
But it's not so nimble when you need to make a quick turn.
Precisely. And agility is going to be key in this EV race.
Yeah.
Tesla can't just rely on its past successes. They need to keep innovating.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about tech.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about business models.
Right.
Manufacturing the whole customer experience.
You've really piqued my curiosity now. Can you give me and our listeners some concrete examples of that kind of innovation beyond just the cars themselves?
Absolutely. Let's take batteries, for example.
Okay.
Tesla's been a leader in battery tech.
Yeah.
But the competition is catching up fast.
Mm.
And there are new technologies on the horizon like solid-state batteries that could disrupt the entire market.
Yeah.
Tesla needs to be at the forefront of that or risk falling behind.
So it's not just about building a better electric car.
Right.
It's about building a better electric future.
Exactly. And we're also seeing the emergence of new business models around EVs.
Oh, okay.
Things like subscription services,
mm-hmm.
battery swapping stations, even ride hailing services specifically for electric vehicles.
Wow.
Tesla needs to explore these options, see if they can integrate them into their offerings.
Okay.
They need to be the disruptor, not the disrupted.
This is why I love the deep dive. We're getting a real strategic view here.
Yeah.
So Tesla's at this crossroads, incredible achievements, but also some serious headwinds.
They are.
What are some of the key signs we should be watching for to gauge their progress?
Well, one big indicator will be whether Tesla starts to diversify its product lineup. And I'm not just talking about different types of vehicles. I'm talking about different price points.
Right.
If they can offer a wider range of EVs to attract a broader customer base, that would be a positive sign.
But if they keep doubling down on their high-end expensive models, that'd be a red flag, right? Like they're not really reading the market signals.
Exactly. The market is becoming increasingly competitive.
Yeah.
And Tesla can't afford to ignore the growing demand for more affordable EVs.
Mm.
They need to stay true to their innovative spirit, but also be flexible enough to evolve.
Adapt or die, as they say in the business world.
Well, it's not quite that dramatic,
okay.
but there's truth to it. The EV market is moving at lightning speed.
Yeah.
And Tesla needs to keep pace.
For sure.
Now, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about that elephant in the room.
Okay.
Tesla's stock price.
Yes.
As we mentioned, it's still sky high.
Right.
Despite the declining market share and the challenges we've been discussing.
It's a real head scratcher, right? Help us understand this because I know our listeners probably just as puzzled as I am.
The fact is there's a disconnect between Tesla's fundamentals and its valuation.
Okay.
This raises the question, is the stock overvalued?
Hmm.
To answer that, we have to understand why investors are still so bullish on Tesla.
Yeah, what's driving that optimism when there are clearly some storm clouds on the horizon?
Well, first off, Tesla has a phenomenally strong brand.
Yeah.
They're seen as the pioneers of the EV market, the cool kids, and they have a fiercely loyal customer base.
It's like the Apple of the car world.
Uh-huh.
People will pay a premium for that Tesla logo, just like they do for the Apple logo on their phone.
That's a great comparison. Brand loyalty is a powerful force.
Yeah.
And secondly, investors are betting on Tesla's potential for future growth.
Okay.
They believe Tesla will continue to innovate, expand into new markets, and ultimately become the dominant player in the EV game.
But isn't that a bit of a gamble, given everything we've been talking about?
It is a gamble, absolutely.
Yeah.
For some investors, the potential rewards outweigh the risks.
Okay.
They believe that if Tesla can overcome its challenges and achieve its long-term goals, the stock price could continue to climb.
High risk, high reward, as they say.
Yeah.
So for someone listening who's thinking, should I buy Tesla stock?
Right.
What's the expert advice?
I'd say this. Do your research. Don't just rely on headlines or social media hype. Uh-huh. Dig into Tesla's financials.
Right.
Understand their strategy.
Uh-huh.
And carefully assess the risks as well as the potential rewards.
Yeah.
Investing should be based on informed decisions, not impulsive ones.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our Tesla deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground.
A lot.
A shrinking market share, the price cuts,
right.
Buzzling stock price, and of course the wild card of China.
Yeah.
So what's the big picture here? What are the key takeaways for you, our listener?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that Tesla's at a pivotal point. I mean, they've achieved incredible things, but the easy part is over.
Right.
You know, they're facing real challenges from competitors who are hungry and innovative.
It's like they've climbed to the top of one mountain, but now they're looking out at a whole range of new peaks to conquer, right?
Exactly. The EV market is evolving rapidly.
Yeah.
And Tesla's success, I think, hinges on their ability to adapt.
Okay.
To be as nimble as a startup, even though they're a major player now.
So what are some concrete things Tesla needs to do to thrive in this new landscape?
Okay.
Give us and our listener the inside track on what to watch for.
Well, first and foremost, they can't let up on the innovation gas pedal.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about fancy new tech features.
Uh-huh.
It's about innovating in every aspect of their business.
Right.
Manufacturing, supply chains, customer service.
Okay.
Even the way they finance their operations.
They've got to be thinking outside the Gigafactory. Basically thinking about the whole ecosystem of electric mobility.
Absolutely. They also need to broaden their appeal.
Okay.
Right now, they're very focused on high-end luxury vehicles.
Right.
To really win in the long run, they need to offer a wider range of models and price points to attract a more diverse set of customers.
Make Tesla the go-to brand for everyone, not just the early adopters and the luxury buyers.
Yeah.
Smart move, if they can pull it off.
Yeah.
What else should we be looking at?
Well, the other big piece of the puzzle is production capacity. They're building those massive gigafactories,
yeah,
but they need to make sure they can actually produce and deliver vehicles efficiently. Any hiccups in the supply chain,
right,
any production delays could really hurt their momentum.
It's one thing to have big ambitions, but it's another thing to execute on them.
Yeah.
They've got to deliver the goods, literally.
Exactly. So there you have it.
Okay.
Continued innovation,
uh-huh,
a broader product range,
yep,
and smooth, efficient production.
Got it.
Those are the keys to Tesla's future success.
All right, we've talked a lot about Tesla, but what about the implications for the entire car industry?
Yeah.
What's the bigger story here?
The story is that the electric revolution is happening.
Okay.
And it's happening fast.
Yeah.
Tesla's been a major catalyst for this change.
Right.
But now everyone's getting in on the action.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Traditional car companies are scrambling to catch up. Mm. New startups are emerging, and consumers are embracing EVs like never before.
It's like the Wild West of the auto industry.
Yeah.
Exciting, unpredictable, and full of opportunity.
That's a great analogy. And this transformation is going to have huge ripple effects throughout the entire economy.
Wow.
Think about charging infrastructure, battery production, energy grids, and even urban planning.
It's a whole new world, and Tesla is just one piece of it, albeit a very fascinating and influential piece.
Right. And while we focused on Tesla today,
yep,
this deep dive should encourage you to explore all the other players in the EV space.
Okay.
What are their strategies? What are their strengths and weaknesses?
Right.
The more you learn about the whole landscape, the better equipped you'll be to understand the future of mobility.
That's the beauty of the deep dive. It's a starting point for your own exploration, your own journey of discovery.
Yeah.
Keep learning, keep asking questions, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one driving the next big innovation in the electric world.
And on that note, it's time for us to power down.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.
See you.